On Death by Anne Killigrew. Tell me, thou safest end of all our woe, why wretched mortals do avoid thee so. Thou gentle dryer of the afflicted's tears, thou noble ender of the coward's fears, thou sweet repose to lovers' sad despair, thou calm to ambition's rough tempestuous care. If in regard of bliss thou wert a curse, and then the joys of paradise art worse, yet after man from his first station fell, and God from Eden Adam did expel, thou wert no more an evil, but relief, the balm and cure to every human grief. Through thee, what man had forfeited before, he now enjoys, and ne'er can lose it more. No subtle serpents on the grave betray, worms on the body there not soul do prey. No vice there tempts, no terrors there affright, no cozening sin affords a false delight, no vain contentions do that peace annoy, no fierce alarms break the lasting joy. Ah, since from thee so many blessings flow, such real good as life can never know, come when thou wilt in thy affrightingst dress, thy shape shall never make thy welcome less. Thou mayst to joy but ne'er to fear give birth, thou best as well as certainst thing on earth. Fly thee? May travellers then fly their rest, and hungry infants fly the proffered breast. No, those that faint and tremble at thy name fly from their good on a mistaken fame. Thus childish fear did Israel of old from plenty and the promised land withhold. They fancied giants and refused to go, when Canaan did with milk and honey flow.